I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you that has long been at the forefront of game-changing innovations. Whether in your pocket, home, car, or the cloud, it's likely It's a Thing is with you every step of the way. Thanks for joining us.
That is a very techie sounding introduction to our show.
That's amazing. Yeah. Very techie. Sounds like if we had been promoting Buzz Out Loud in like 2008.
Right? I got a little, give us 10 minutes and we'll give you our take on
that. Exactly. Tech. Whether in your pocket, home, car, or this new thing called the cloud. In fact, we're a little USB drive. Is that what we are? We're a little portable hard drive these days?
We are. We're a Western Digital hard drive, it looks like.
Oh, I love it.
Well, when we're in the pocket, we are. I guess we could also be a big old NAS.
Or the car.
Or NAS.
Apparently, Western Digital may be trying to move away from just being in the pocket. Home, car, cloud?
Yeah.
Are there new solutions? Did I actually just click this?
Western Digital sells storage to data centers. So cloud, for sure. Car, I kind of makes sense. They're probably selling storage to the car makers. Yeah.
Automotive and transportation. Look at this. This is working. Here's what I think that the intro might be becoming stealth SponCon. But for free, because we're not getting paid. But instead, now I'm like down the rabbit hole of Western Digital and what they're up to right now.
I wonder if we can we convert that? Can we make it like, hey, you want the intro? If you're comfortable with us parodying your mission statement,
I mean, right?
Yeah, because we're not going to knock off that part. My first thing today is more of a question. It's a thing, or maybe it's coming to be a thing. Liberica beans. You've heard of Arabica and Robusta.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard of Liberica?
What? Now there's I just got used to Robusta.
Yeah. Liberica beans are grown in East Africa. I believe Liberia might, at this part, I don't know, but I believe Liberia makes sense to be the tradition of, or the inspiration for the name of them. But they are being grown in the Philippines because they are resistant to climate change. Tougher bean, a little trickier to process, but renewed interest for its hardiness in changing climates.
Fascinating. This is a really good story for like a future podcast too.
Because you always hear about like, oh, coffee, it's dying, it's going away, the climate is changing. And this, you know, this is the kind of thing people look for of like, oh, but we can make this kind of coffee.
Right. It's an adaptation.
Yeah. We won't lose coffee. It'll just suck.
It might, huh? Holy cow. Like coffee is in trouble.
Yeah. Right.
We need additional coffee crop species that are able to grow under altered conditions. Liberica, let's see, what does it taste like? For me, says one expert, it is sweetish and maybe nutty. I'm fine with that as long as it's not a future of sour coffee. I'm willing to soldier on. Fascinating. Huh. And it grows quickly. It looks like, oh my God, I'm so interested in this. Amazing. I love
it. That's one of the reasons I thought I'd, even though this BBC story is more of a like, oh, the future of coffee may be Liberica beans if things keep going as they are. I feel like a lot of people are going to have your reaction of like, oh, this is interesting. And then some people are going to have the, well, I should start, where can I get some, right?
Exactly.
I should start supporting them, which could make it a thing.
Exactly.
So this is like, pre-vetting.
More sustainable. Mm-hmm. I like this. Yeah. A lot, but it does appear from a quick duck, it does appear that the coffee faithful, I believe I'm stealing this phrase from you, Tom Merritt, the coffee achievers.
Yes, thank you.
Out here.
Well, I stole it from the Coffee Bean Growers Association, but yes, the coffee achievers.
But like on Brewlogy and fillcoffeeboard.com and makingnicecoffee.com, like the coffee discussion boards are all about this conversation. It's even on Reddit.
Yeah. That tracks.
Oh my God. That's good.
What is coffee liberica and should you, how we brew it best?
I'm going to start smugly drinking liberica.
Oh my gosh. There's a Liberica cafe in Prague.
What?
How thingy really? Can you get?
Dude, thingorama.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, there you go. This is fascinating. I love it. Love it. Love it. There you go, guys. Sometimes we're early and sometimes we're early.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to figure out if my next thing, which is clearly a thing, is a thing.
Okay. Tell me more.
Okay. So you remember we talked about crocheted balaclavas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I got a couple. They're nice.
They're super cool. And then I was like, oh, just crocheting overall.
Yep.
Is a thing.
Yeah. Thank you, Evolution. Zoe, for the balaclavas. Thank you.
So good. And then, audience is the best. But now it seems that there is a somewhat underground challenge. And that challenge is...
Crochet like, challenge culture. This makes sense.
Crochet challenge culture had to happen, you know? Yeah.
Challenge culture meets crocheting. All right.
And that one of them is, can you crochet... It's like a plane project. Can you complete a crochet project on a plane?
Oh, like on an airplane, like on a flight.
On an airplane. Yeah. On a flight.
Yeah.
So for the in the duration of a single flight, can you finish like a sweater or I've seen, and then I keep getting Instagram ads for crocheting, even though I don't and I'm not. And there's like a product called the Woobly or something where it's like, it's easy to make a little crochet doohickey. And it said, you can totally finish this one on the plane. And the coolest Gen Z person I know crocheted a freaking sweater on a plane.
Uh-huh.
And was like, for the challenge, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
Yeah.
So, that's but here's thing. What's crazy. That's a thing. Like, that's it's totally definitely a thing. And I can't find any evidence of it on the internet.
You are writing the, what's it called when you're paddling on, but the wave is starting to swell. You haven't quite, it hasn't crested yet.
Yeah.
That's what, whatever that's called. Surfers, let me know what that's called. That's what you're doing.
Totally. I'm paddling up. The wave is about to break.
Yeah. The wave's under you. You know, it's you're not waiting on it. You know, you're just about to crest and stand up.
And I don't yet. I think I'm like early enough that I don't, and I'm not in the community. So I don't know the term.
Right.
I tried every version of it on DuckDuckGo, right? I'm like, crochet airplane challenge, airplane crochet challenge, flight duration. I mean, just like on and on and on.
Yeah.
I did find on the unraveledmitten.com. Oh, they had posted a 365 day crochet challenge for 2022. So maybe they just do this all the time.
Right.
Like they have various challenges. So maybe it originated someplace like this. And I bet if I searched TikTok, I would probably find it. But either way, people are just trying to complete a project on a plane with crocheting because crocheting is the thingiest thing that ever thinged.
Yeah. My head immediately went to, okay, so how do we class this? Like sweaters for New York to LA? What do you do for transatlantic, right. Transpacific? You're going to Sydney. You need to do a whole a jumpsuit. What?
Yeah, do like a whole Afghan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, if you can finish a sweater on a cross continental, just like a cross country, crocheting is fast. Like people who are good at crocheting. We did this like hats for the homeless event one time at a coffee shop where we just sat around and like knitted hats for the homeless, which was lovely. And it was like a total mom clatch. And it was the oldest I've ever felt in my life. I instantly aged like 30 years, but one lady was there and she was crocheting. And like, I mean, I finished most of one hat in our 3 hours and she did like six. So I can see that crocheting is just wicked fast.
Crochet struggles is a hashtag. And there's lots of crocheting as much as I can on the airplane. Can I bring my crochet hook onto the airplane? What I crocheted on a 10-hour flight. Crocheting a whole blanket on an airplane.
There's lots of like what to pack and how to do it. And can you bring it on that? But yeah, I couldn't find
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see the hashtags are all crochet, crochet struggles, handmade, crochet with me, crochet on the go. Crochet on the go might be something.
Here's crochet shawl on a plane, an actual pattern. And an easy repeat pattern to keep me occupied as I crocheted from the Atlantic coast to the Pacific coast.
I'm tired of these mother effing stitches.
It's super weird. Like you can't, this is what's so weird about it is that I've now seen it. I've seen it as an ad on Instagram. I've seen it as a Gen Z post and she specifically referred to it as a challenge.
Yeah.
And so I think it hasn't
quite come into its own name yet. Yeah. You're that early in it. We're both early on these things.
Love it. I love it. See, I love it when a theme comes together by accident.
All right. So for my next trick, help me find the thing. Because I know there's at least one, if not more things in the following experience. Seeing international sodas like Chupa Chups at the For Your Entertainment. For Your Entertainment used to be a music store. It still sells albums. It still sells LPs, like vinyl. Mm-hmm. But have you been into one lately?
No.
They just call it FYE. It used to be For Your Entertainment. I guess it still stands for that, but it's FYE. It is a store filled with Gen Z memes for sale. It's just like,
amazing.
Here are all the things you see on TikTok for sale. So, you know, there's Funko Pops and Marvel and Star Wars and stuff. But there's loads of other things where I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that goes with the memes. They're selling things to Gen Z and they have a whole thing of weird sodas. And it just says like international sodas and Chupa Chups was the one that I'm like, oh, I've seen people talk about that one. But
I do think that weird sodas is a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because I've seen that more and more in like cool stores or hipster stores or gifty kind of vibe stores. Yeah. I'm gonna say I've never heard of FYE. But I am going to say that weird sodas and international sodas is definitely a thing.
Yeah, international, weird, experimental, interesting soda for sure. Okay, I'm cool with that if that's a good alone. One too. I would say though, keep an eye on FYE because if it is not itself a thing, it's maybe a font of things.
Right. Like if you have one, go there.
Yeah. Like it could be a little confirmation factory.
I know. Do we have one? I've never even heard of FYE. I'm so curious.
Yeah. Action figures, lots of Baby Yoda stuff. I'm looking at their website.
In trying to look this up on DuckDuck, I came across an article from the Daily Dot. Hydration TikTok is delightfully weird, but some of the reactions to it are unhinged. Hydration. It's a thing. We told you it was a thing.
Bucket hats galore.
Holy crap. Yeah. FYE. Okay.
Demon Slayer.
It's a double note.
The Office stuff. Like, why would kids want to buy The Office stuff? Well, because it's a thing.
Dude, seriously. Oh, yeah. FYE as the verifier.
Heatable, huggable llama.
Squishmallows? We totally talked about squishmallows.
See?
Oh, my God. And we even talked about character backpacks.
Yes. There's a whole wall of them there.
This is actually like kind of upsetting how on thing this is.
I feel like they listen, which is totally cool.
And then they stock stuff.
Just contact Acast. That's all we ask.
I know, exactly. Just there's one in Concord.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We have one like 5 minutes from me.
I don't see any in Oakland, but it looks like Concord. I can go through the tunnel. Amazing. All right, very exciting. I like both of these things as possible things. Also, I like saying Chupa Chups.
Chupa Chups is just fine. That's really my main reason for bringing it to the show.
As soon as you said it, I was delighted. It's so like It's uncharacteristically goofy thing for you to say. Yeah. I love it.
If you could say it with a straight face, it works excellent.
Which, like, no one can. Come on. This is a little bit of a thingvolution, an evolution of a thing.
All right.
Because previously on It's a Thing, I talked about how Birkenstocks are a thing, which they are.
Sure.
However, it was a rather diffuse thing that encompassed Birkenstocks in general for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then everybody, all the thing people have converged on the clogs.
Oh, no.
And the Birkenstock sandal, forget it, that I like spent a lot of money on for holidays for my kid.
No.
Is over.
No, it's clogs.
It's the clog.
Clog us all the way down.
Yeah. Which apparently has a name. Nice. Apparently it has a name. The Birkenstock Boston Clog. I never knew it had a name.
The Boston Clog? That's way too elevated of a name for a Birkenstock clog.
Isn't that
But
so
that's
funny?
Very Birkenstock to call it that.
And evidently the sandal also has a name, and it's called the Arizona.
Really?
Who knew? I had no
clue. Not the Taos? The Arizona. Okay.
Arizona. Yeah. Yeah. And now the clog, like, of course, my son was like, I want the clog. And it is sold out everywhere.
Nice. No, oh, you nailed another one.
You cannot find the freaking clog to save your life. And in fact, a girlfriend of mine texted me, and this is what really nailed it, and was like, do you know where I can get these Birkenstock clogs? And are they a thing?
If you can't find them, they're a thing.
Exactly. So shout out, Sarah, for making me bring it to the show, because I had been noticing that, and I hadn't really put it together because I was like just mad because like I'd gotten my kid the sandals, the Arizona, and now he wants the Boston. And there's a whole article in the Evening Standard.
Oh, wow.
About how the Birkenstock Boston clog is set to be the shoe of summer 2023, which I don't understand because it's a closed toe. That's not a summer shoe. It's just a sweaty clog.
I don't know why this put Vampire Weekend's Oxford comma into my head. I think because I wanted to sing Boston Clogga.
Boston Clogga. Well, there's something about the combination of Boston, Birkenstock, Boston, Evening Standard. It all leads right to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It gets you right there.
It's a vibe, that whole sentence that you just said.
It is, isn't it? Boston Clog, Evening Standard, Vampire Weekend, Oxford, comma.
Yes, yes, of course. Lovely.
Of course. And not for nothing. It's like $120.
Oh, come out to the Cape. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Come out. Go out to the
Cape. Ah, it's a good one. Birkenstock clogs. Boston clogs.
Boston clogs. So if you still have some in your closet from like college.
In your clogs-it.
You're in. It's so dumb and it worked so well. I'm not proud, but I am.
No,
so
I know.
Happy.
It was one of those ones where we're driving by at 100 miles per hour and I'm like, I can't stop.
And Rich is booing you, which is how you know it's amazing. Oh, that's so good.
Well, we know that you are on the thing beat as well out there. We appreciate those of you who share your thing spots with us, like that Charlie dude on baskets. Hard to think of my mother-in-law being a trendsetter, but she took a basket weaving class last year and gifted us one of the baskets she made.
Oh, my goodness. If basket weaving comes back.
Mom-in-law on it, Charlie dude. Nice.
On it. Professor Art from the Philippines by way of Japan wrote in on a new hotel thing. Hey, Molly, Tommy. So I've been traipsing around Japan and I noticed that more and more hotels are offering pajamas instead of robes for their guests. So I did a thing check and saw that upscale hotels over in your neck of the woods have been doing this since 2017 or so. But Japan could be a leading indicator here. And my thing spot is that even middle price hotels are now starting to offer PJs instead of robes. So could this be a sign that maybe mid-range hotels will now also start offering PJs instead of robes? Personally, I do prefer it. One less thing to wash from your own laundry and much more cozy than a robe, so long as they get your size right. Love your show. Always loved your show and will always love your show.
Thank you, Professor Art. Yeah, I have seen pajamas in one hotel that I've stayed in. And admittedly, I haven't been staying in hotels as often as I used to. So, yeah, I yeah, like please. That. It's hard to get the sizing right, though. The thing with robes is you just kind of you shoot for an average, you know, a little larger than average size. And if it's too big, not a big deal. It's a robe, right?
Yeah.
Pajamas, though, you kind of that's trickier.
It's a tricky one. It definitely is. It's hard to get it. And it seems like more of an upscale thing because they would almost want to ask you in advance.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea, though.
I really do love that. Yeah. I mean, I would be so – that would feel like I love a robe. I
was trying to remember. It was the Westin in Napa Valley had the pajamas.
Really?
So, which is – I think that's mid, upper
that's
mid.
That's mid.
Upper yeah, mid, Westin but mid. Not yeah, it's not like it's not high end.
Right. Remember when it was?
First yeah. Thing?
Mm. Yeah.
Those were now. The days. Gautaman wrote in with an Indian English thing in the same vein as revert back to you that we talked about last week. Mm-hmm. Here's a bonus Indianism. We also often say basis, B-A-S-I-S, in lieu of based on. For example, we will be prioritizing projects basis the impact on our user growth.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, just to know about. I love it. Also, Indianism is the perfect way to describe that because that's exactly what revert back to you is and like do the needful and basis. Mm-hmm. And because there's so much crossover, it makes sense actually that people in the tech industry would start to adopt that because there's so much crossover. That's incredible.
I like basis the impact. It's almost like we'll be prioritizing projects, semicolon, basis the impact of our user. You know, it kind of works. That one doesn't bother me at all.
No, also, it's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. And then Ryan in Minneapolis shared a new thing that will stop being a thing before it can become a thing. It's called a little wordy from the guy behind the oatmeal. How to play. I'm going to upload a word every day for the next month that will be scrambled up with other letters. Your job is to guess the word. You can ask for clues, but they cost points. Try to use as few clues as possible. This is based on a card game that my wife and I invented while we were stuck at home in 2020. It's called A Little Wordy. And it was built for two players. It's sort of like Scrabble meets Clue. I modified the gameplay to work in this mobile version. And then after 30 days, evidently, according to the website, the game will end.
Mm.
This is smart. So you make it. So what you're saying is he's going to make it a huge thing. Also, the oatmeal is a hilarious animation series if you don't know what this is. Because it's time limited.
It's kind of like playing anagrams. But with an extra difficulty level because there are letters that you're not going to use.
Right. Yeah. The letters you're not going to use is, ooh.
I'm trying to.
Same. I'm doing it.
Yeah. I lost 2 points.
What? But that is a word.
That's just not the word.
Am I supposed to know how many letters it is?
Yeah. We should probably stop this.
We just literally made it a thing and also stopped down our entire show. Thanks, Ryan.
Amber wrote in with her CV for the It's a Thing Mood Bookstore.
Oh,
good. Our first applicant. Hi, one for each of you. I have been a visual merchandising professional. VMs are the creative folks behind how stores look. We do the display windows, merchandise items, dress mannequins, and generally make you want to buy stuff, Molly, for about 26 years. I did this for Nordstrom for 20 years and am now the senior visual merchandising manager for the largest home furnishing store in North America. Allow me to offer my pro bono services to design the windows of the Mood Bookstore. I'm not joking. When do I start? Oh, Amber, you're the best.
I want this so bad. I can't even stop thinking about it. I literally just said to my son last night, I was like, I need to win the lottery so bad.
We now have a visual merchandising manager. Like, this is amazing.
I mean, we should probably start like a webpage for the Mood Bookstore and list Amber as our senior visual merchandising manager.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Much like Spectacle Fest, it will be opening soon.
Yeah. The Mood Bookstore opening next year.
Yeah.
Along with Spectacle Fest, which is always next year.
Next year. It will be opening next year.
Except I want the Mood Bookstore to not be next year.
Want it to exist. I know. I freaked him out. My son was like, well, are you worried about money? Do we need money? And I was like, no, I just want to start this bookstore. It's so good.
Yeah. If you needed money, starting a Mood Bookstore is not the top idea for just like getting money on the quick, right?
No.
Yeah. Ooh, Cleveland real estate is cheap, says Rich.
I think that we start the landing. I think we do the landing page for Mood Books because we could even start putting books up there with affiliate links.
Yeah. Mood Bookstore. Okay. Yeah. No, this is doable
next year.
Yeah. Although people do read in Cleveland, so
it'll be the best Mood Bookstore in Ohio.
The best. Brilliant. Well played. Well played. To get back at us, Rich has created today's shout-outs based on the idea if Tom and Molly had to thank the shout-out patrons while trapped in the Phantom Zone from Superman.
Whoa!
So you may notice, Molly, that unlike our usual rundown, the names are not in here. That's because it is pre-produced. Are you ready?
Dude, this is taking it up a notch. Let's go.
Here we go.
Benjamin Forrest, A.J. Venturella, Lee Price, Kevin Sill, Eric Duncan, Jake Woods, Gabrielle Cullen, Laura Abel, Valor Trucks, Brandon Dell, Andrew Bradley, Joe Hood, Lucy Moore, Mike Akins, James C. Smith.
If you're not a patron, you're going to want to be, because we have questions for Rich about that.
Yeah, we do.
That was freaky, dude, man. That was good.
Freaky. I kept imagining that Brainiac was going to appear any second.
Uh-huh. I needed some mushroom coffee to go with that.
Whew, same. The shout-outs, in case you are new here and are like, what in the blue blazes do these people do on this show? The shout outs are where we thank personally by name with a custom crafted segment, the people who support our show at the highest level at patreon.com/itsathing. And sometimes we do it even, this is how committed we are to our shout out patrons. We even do this while trapped in the Phantom Zone from Superman.
Yeah. You can't stop us. Yeah. Zod.
That's right.
Kneel on this, Zod.
Zod.
You can also support the show by buying books through our Mood Bookstore. Right now, they're just links over at our shopping page. itsathing.me/shop. You can also email us your things. feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye, everybody. Don't need no
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.